if somebody had a good appetite and we were talking about the way he eats, you'd say he sure likes to put away his
food.
What about a type? Well, just what is baked in a deep dish that's made of apples with a crust on top of it?
Apple pie.
And what about if it has several layers of fruit and pastries? Is it different from a pie?
Well, it's a little different. You can make an apple pie with the crust on top and one on the bottom. Then you can make another with a deep dish and put layers of the crust in between the apples and whichever fruit you use.
And then it's called
Well, I just called it apple pie right on.
Yeah.
But it's not in the round pie plates. Uh-huh. In it.
What do you call a sweet liquid that you pour over pudding? Or milk or cream that's mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you might pour over a pie? Or have you ever done
it? It's kind of a filling, wouldn't it?
I suppose so. What about, in other words, if you have, say, 3 meals a day, if somebody eats between regular meals, what do you call it?
Eating between meals, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Or if you say, I'm going to have a
snack.
Call it a snack. Let's see. They talked about the coffee that you used to get from Savannah. He said it was green beans. Well, how would you make it into
They had to put it in a baker, you know, usually bake biscuits, you know, something like that, and put in that and put it in the stove and keep it stirred until it browned, got cooked. And then we had a coffee mill that was nailed up in the pantry beside the wall, and it had a cup underneath, and you ground it and then put it in a jar and put a lid on it. Bake it, cook it, and then while it was crisp and all, it would grind fine, and put it in a jar, and then you made your coffee.
What is it that you usually drink when you're thirsty? You get a
water.
And the object, that you drink it in, you get a
glass.
Now, speaking about this glass, if it fell off the sink, you might say, the glass fell off the sink and
broke.
And what did you say? I didn't. In other words, if you didn't do it, you say, I didn't.
I didn't break the glass.
But someone has
put it to the other edge and it fell?
Yeah. Or, in other words, but if you didn't break it, someone has
broken the glass.
What about if I ask you how much water that you did you drink, you'd say, I
drank.
And then if you ask me, you'd say, well, how much have you
drank?
What about now, if you've got some, say some of your relatives are over and dinner's already on the table and the family's just standing around waiting to eat, what do you say to them to let them know that you're ready for them to come eat?
The dinner is ready, and,
and
to come on and...
In other words, is there anything that you'd say to them? Would you be more informal with them, like that if strangers were here? So would you just...
If strangers would be more formal, I think. It would be more informal if it's just relatives.
What about...